Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
And good Black Friday morning, 1380 WPHM. And yes, it is Caleb in for Paul today. He will be back on Monday. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving in the Blue Water area. And as expected, a lot of people stayed tight on Thanksgiving. It is one of the busiest travel days of the year, but certainly things have changed due to COVID-19. And as a result, gas prices are among the lowest prices that we've seen in almost a decade, I believe, at the pump for regular unleaded. The guy who is the expert on all of this is Patrick DeHaan, who's the senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy.com. Patrick, were you surprised on how low pumps are?
Well, Caleb, it's been a surprise, but I suppose after the year we've had, it's been kind of a bumpy one. Certainly was surprising to see gas prices drop, at least nationally, to a five-year low for Thanksgiving. And here in Michigan, when you're talking about Thanksgiving prices that in some cases are under $2, it certainly does seem like a good deal. But, you know, that was interesting is that even those low prices didn't lure as many Americans to hit the road for Thanksgiving this year.
So, because a lot of people staying home, having smaller gatherings, maybe not going to grandma's house or, cousins up north or something like that. So is this purely just a supply and demand thing? Is that why they're so low, or is something else going on?
No, that's really it. It's the pandemic that's pushed gasoline demand to some of the lowest levels we've seen since the 90s. For Thanksgiving. So it's really a function of Americans staying closer to home because of the pandemic, and that has pushed gas prices to these lows. And I think we will stay very close to these levels until there's some sort of breakthrough. And of course, there's been positive, upbeat news on a vaccine that could hold some clues to what we expect in 2021. But at least for now, without a vaccine, we're continuing to see demand rather sluggish for gasoline.
So you're expected through Christmas and the new year, gas prices around that $2 mark?
Yeah, I really don't expect a whole lot of movement. Now, oil prices have perked up here to about 40-some dollars per barrel, about $43 last check. And so that has the power to push prices up a little bit. There's a lot of optimism out there right now after three vaccines have come back with pretty upbeat trials. And that may push prices up slightly in the short term, but until we get that vaccine distributed, which may, look more like in 2021, I don't think we'll really see a rebound in demand that's strong enough to cause prices to rebound or react very much.
I want to get your insight here, Pat, and we're speaking to Patrick DeHaan, Senior Petroleum Analyst at GasBuddy.com, and there is some concern that with the change in presidency, that somehow a president has the ability to affect gas prices. Could you just kind of elaborate on how gas prices do or don't change between presidencies?
Well, up until this point, traditional and conventional wisdom was that a president really doesn't have a whole lot of power when it comes to altering supply and demand of oil and gasoline. But as environmental agendas have changed, there is more power now that a president may have in terms of policy that could influence the future of gas prices. And I think that's what we saw during the election. President-elect Biden, his platform was more so of environmental conservatism. And so that may eventually cost Americans, maybe not this year or even next, but if his policy does impact supply or demand of crude oil, that's something that could eventually influence prices down the road. But again, it's all going to be contingent on whether or not Congress works with President-elect Biden to make those changes. So that's kind of a big question mark. And even if it does happen, it wouldn't be at least for a year or perhaps longer.
Patrick, where does most of our oil that's refined in the gasoline come from? Is it fracking? Is it West Texas? Is it tar sands? All of the above?
Mm-hmm. Well, across the Great Lakes, it usually is all of the above, but most of what our refineries here use regionally does come from Canada through either Line 5 or down to the Chicago region. Much of it comes from Alberta. So, though oil can flow from Cushing or from West Texas, it would have to get here in a roundabout way. But much of the oil that goes into refining here is from Canada.
So piggybacking right off of that, just a couple weeks ago, Governor Whitmer, on a Friday afternoon, announced that her Department of Natural Resources would be revoking the easement that Enbridge Energy has had to operate Line 5 in the Straits. And that would take effect this spring with the goal of it not causing interruptions in the immediate to the heating season in the Upper Peninsula, because that's how they get some of their propane. Patrick, what can we expect this to mean for gas prices, if anything?
Well, at least in the onset, we'll have to see if it survives the muster, legal muster. That is, does the governor have the legal authority to be able to revoke the easement that was provided? We've also seen Enbridge put together alternatives, the bridge under the Straits of Mackinac. Whether or not, that will hold up. There's a potential major outcome. If we do get a vaccine, if demand for petroleum does go up, Line 5 is an artery to refineries in Sarnia, Ontario, where that pipeline ends up. And there could be eventually a price impact in the years ahead. There wouldn't likely be one now if it was shut down immediately because of course, the reduced demand. But being a Michigander and kind of trying to make sense of it and logically look at it, I would say that, we've seen what oil spills can do. Line 6B in Kalamazoo, or I should say Marshall, some 10 years ago. I think it would be common sense to try and reduce volume on Line 5 as much as can be done and route that oil via different pipelines, because there are alternative pipelines that can still get that oil to those refineries. In the meanwhile, I would still build that tunnel as quickly and safely as possible. But, we'll have to see how that ends up going.
So what you just kind of said, and I think bears repeating, maybe instead of using Line 5, this is just a shift in volume to other pipelines that flow through this area, like 6B. Do you see that being a long-term, could that be a long-term solution for Enbridge? Do they really need having that segment beneath the Straits?
Well, they likely do when demand returns back to normal, if and when that may happen. I think Line 5 is crucial for refineries in Sarnia to be able to refine enough oil into products that we use on a daily basis, whether that be jet fuel, diesel, or gasoline. That is supply that we rely on. And right now, with the refineries just churning out 75% of their capacity, there's not as big a need for Line 5, but I could see that immediately returning once we have a vaccine and if we get back to normal. It's just a matter of time before that capacity that Line 5 serves will be needed. So there are some alternatives, and they're logistically it may be a bit of a headache, but there are pipelines that, instead of going through the Straits, run down to Chicago, and there are pipelines that connect Chicago then to Sarnia and other areas in Detroit to feed those refineries. But like I said, once demand comes back, a lot of those pipelines, a lot of those alternatives could be running close to a full capacity.
Patrick, speaking of refineries, I saw something in the Wall Street Journal the other day that one of the large refineries on the Gulf is going out completely, just shutting down. I have to ask what do you think the future is for other refineries, especially here in the Great Lakes region? Could we see some refineries just ultimately shut down?
It's possible that across the U.S. you may see some refineries that are disadvantaged may look at that. I mean, if Line 5 is shut down without any alternative, that could put refineries in harm's way, especially in Canada. The U.S. has some of the strongest refineries on the planet, essentially because of their position to natural gas, their low cost of crude oil, their ability to get access to crude oil. Many European refineries are going to struggle mightily with the pandemic and maybe having to shut down because of reduced demand for their product, but they're also not geographically located as conveniently as refineries in the U.S. So there may be refineries that shut down. You may see some close to the U.S. I really don't think that any in the Great Lakes would shut down just because they are some of the most efficient and can take Canadian crude oil, which often trades at a discount. So they're economically better off than some other refineries. You may see some shutdowns in the East Coast or even in Canada's East Coast that are disadvantaged.
And of course, we're no stranger to refineries here in Port Huron because we look at them every day out the window across the St. Clair River because
right.
of Imperial Oil and Shell and Sunoco and all of them. So very interesting here. What's the long-term outlook? Get past the pandemic here. And if you can look in your crystal ball, Patrick, with the onset of electric vehicles, renewable energy, more fuel-efficient vehicles, what is the outlook for gasoline, let's say, 10 years down the road?
You know, so many question marks on how quickly the country moves to adopt electric vehicles and what Biden's administration will do with that. Will there be incentives for EVs? Will there be disincentives for fossil fuel powered vehicles? Will there be a cutoff of sales of fossil fuel powered vehicles? There's a lot of open-ended questions. In 10 years, that could, if a lot of Americans have moved to EVs, there may be less demand for crude oil and thus a lower price. There also could be tax policy and environmental policy that drives up the price. If government decides to tax you based on how much gasoline you consume, carbon tax could push prices up. It's going to be very interesting to see. And you know, I think to make an accurate 10-year gas price forecast, a little bit like, you know, trying to shoot at a dartboard where there's just too many outliers that could change. Gas prices could be $1. They could be, you know, $6.
Huh. Yeah, no. Let's go back to the immediate here then, Pat. So let's restate what we know for at least the next few weeks and months, and that is the gas prices are going to remain relatively cheap through at least the first part of 2021.
That's right. You know, it would be a relatively painless winter with relatively low prices. The only thing is that we are likely to see prices start going up. Perhaps notably, whenever a vaccine does show up across the country. So that could happen, you know, as early as February or March or as late as maybe spring or summer. But that is kind of the key to when gas prices will likely start accelerating.
Well, I know a lot of people are opting to stay home, which is probably a good choice. But for those of you who are finding themselves hitting the roads this holiday season, you will be greeted with a little Christmas present at the pumps as you head out with some of the lowest prices we've seen for this time of year in many, many years. Patrick, if someone wants to follow gas prices more closely, you guys have an app and a website and all that stuff where they can follow along, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They can download the free Gas Buddy app to their smartphone. They can, of course, visit GasBuddy.com, or they can also sign up for our new Pay with Gas Buddy card, which saves motorists up to 25 cents a gallon. So a bunch of different ways to do so.
Cool stuff. I always enjoy talking to you, Pat. You have a lot of insight, and to you and yours, have a very happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Let's hope for some low prices to continue for the interim.
That's right. We'll cross our fingers.
Yes. Smooth sailing and safe driving out there on the roads. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Patrick Dahanis from Gas Buddy. We're talking holiday gas prices here on 1380 WPHM on this Black Friday. It's Caleb in for Paul on WPHM.